Hey everyone, I'm Melanie Znona, a Capitol Hill reporter for CNN, in for David Chalian. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, December 12th. A new CNN poll out today shows how Americans feel about the political parties and federal leadership. Plus, lawmakers have until midnight Friday to avoid a government shutdown. Americans think both parties are too extreme, but they think Republicans are more so than Democrats. 50% think the Republican Party is too extreme, as opposed to being generally mainstream, while only 44% think that the Democratic Party is too extreme. With a government shutdown looming and a new divided Congress being sworn in January, people look at Washington and see dysfunction. They are divided on which party is best to handle things. Americans are almost evenly divided over whether they have more confidence in the new Congress or in President Joe Biden to deal with major issues facing the country today. 51% are more confident in House Republicans, while 49% are more confident in President Biden. But there are mixed reviews on if a GOP-led House would have a mostly positive or negative effect on key issues they may face when they take over next month. We'll get to that in a second. One major issue looming over Congress this week, a possible government shutdown. Lawmakers have until Friday at midnight to extend government funding, or else it will expire. That's looking more and more like a real possibility. While lawmakers are arguing on Capitol Hill, the federal government has begun prepping, releasing guidance to agencies on how to shut down. It's an automatic procedure that kicks in a week ahead of a budget bill expiring, even if it looks like funding might be arranged last minute. Meanwhile, the House and Senate are negotiating a spending deal. They will likely have to pass a short-term measure, known as a continuing resolution, or CR. That would give lawmakers more time to haggle. Here was Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the floor today.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays. I'm optimistic we could take action on a CR rather quickly and avoid the shutdown that neither side wants, and that is a one-week CR.
As we've talked about on the podcast, if you feel like you've heard this story before, well, you have. The federal government has shut down multiple times in the past decade, including a record 35 days from December 2018 to January 2019. This latest dispute was delayed to December after lawmakers couldn't agree on a final bill earlier this fall. Maine's independent Senator Angus King told CNN this today.
It's ridiculous. I mean, September 30th was the deadline. Will we get it done? Yes. Will it happen? Probably, I predict, Christmas Eve, a couple of days, you know, in that area. It should have been done a long time ago.
So what's causing the holdup? Well, the new Congress hasn't started yet, but the midterms have already shaken up the power dynamics on Capitol Hill. Like my colleague Stephen Collinson wrote in a new analysis out today, this budget showdown is giving us a preview of what it might be like during the next legislative session, with a Republican Congress and a Democratic Senate and White House. Democrats know this is likely their last chance to enact Biden's domestic plans until the next presidential election in 2024. Conservative Republicans want to hold off on some key funding decisions until the new Congress takes office in January. The GOP will then have a majority in the House, which they want to use to cut spending. Our poll finds the only issues Americans expect House Republicans to have a mostly positive impact on is improving the federal budget. Views on how House Republicans will impact other critical issues are much more divided. Those include inflation, gun policies, tax policies. Even though it's closely divided, slightly more Americans expect a harmful impact from congressional Republicans on gun and tax policies, but not inflation. 37% believe the GOP will have a positive impact on inflation, while 33% expect a negative impact, and 31% think they won't have much effect at all. Republicans have signaled their intention to open multiple investigations into the Biden administration, including over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, and into the January 6th House Select Committee. When it comes to investigations into the January 6th attack, Americans expect a more negative impact as well. Republicans have asked the members of the January 6th panel to preserve records and transcripts, suggesting the potential for a counter-investigation. This as the committee races to finalize the report and decide who to criminally refer to the Justice Department, including potentially former President Donald Trump. But Americans are more divided about how a Republican House would impact oversight of the Biden administration, with 38% thinking their impact will be negative and 35% thinking it will be positive. On the issues of immigration laws and the level of cooperation within the federal government, Americans expect Republicans to negatively impact those issues. Border security and immigration are issues Republicans ran on in the midterms. Surprise, surprise, If you look at the answers by party, Republicans overwhelmingly think the GOP-led House will have a positive impact on immigration laws. On that note, the White House is asking Republicans to put their money where their mouths are. A source familiar with the matter tells CNN the Biden administration is asking Congress for more than $3 billion in border funding as it prepares for the end of a Trump-era border policy later this month. A White House spokesperson said in a statement, if Republicans in Congress are serious about border security, they would ensure that the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security have the resources they need to secure our border and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. Another thing Americans are divided on is if they're happy with the outcome of the midterm election, with Democrats more upbeat than Republicans, even though the GOP won the House. But who will lead that new GOP majority? Surprisingly, we still don't have a clear idea. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is having a tough time in his fight for the gavel. The CNN poll underscored that. Among the general public, McCarthy's numbers tilt negative, 36% unfavorable to 19% favorable. The rest? They're unsure how they feel about him. However, those numbers almost flip among those who either are or who lean Republican. But keep in mind, McCarthy faces a thin majority, and he's still struggling to get members of his own party to vote for him. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.